The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Eric Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the Tampa Bay Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Eric.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the LightningInsider.com podcast, the final game of the season edition. Eric Erlandson from LightningInsider.com here with you, looking back on game number 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. The reign of the King is over. Unfortunately, the Lightning were not able to dig down to an area that they had to get to come out on top in game 6 and force a game 7 as the Colorado Avalanche win 2-1, two second period goals after Tampa Bay took the lead on a Steven Stamkos goal early in the game. Ended up being the difference. Arturi Lehkonen with the eventual series clinching goal for Colorado, and all that guy seems to do is score series clinching goals. He did it earlier in this postseason for the Avalanche. He did it for Montreal last year, both of those coming in the conference finals. And he ends up with the Stanley Cup clinching victory goal to clinch the series for Colorado. And I don't need to get too much into the game itself because, you know, it was what it was. You know, there was plenty of energy. There was plenty of life. But, boy, you could just tell the Lightning were just not going to be able to get into the depths of what they needed to figure out to score another goal. And it wasn't because they couldn't solve Darcy Kuemper. Is, you know, the Avalanche did what they had to do with the lead in the third period. It took 10 minutes for Tampa Bay to get a shot in the third period. And I saw plenty of people, they can't do it. They're a terrible team. You're not going to win nothing if you can't shoot the puck. Let's give some credit to Colorado in that aspect, because the Avalanche did to Tampa Bay what the Lightning have done to teams over the past couple of years when it came to closing out games, and that's just suffocating you, not giving you any sense of life, not turning the puck over, not putting yourself in positions to hurt yourself as a team, and they just were not going to let anything get through and penetrate. I mean, look, let's face it. They can say what they want. They did not have a ton of confidence in Darcy Kuemper. Not to the championship level you need to have of your goaltender. So they protected him as well as the lead because we knew all it was going to take, or all it could have taken, was one shot. But they couldn't muster it up. And, you know, at the end of the day, don't have any full information on what may or may not come out in terms of the injuries, but, you know, listening to both Steven Stamkos and John Cooper post-game talking about all the sacrifice and what guys are going through, that we just have no clue what some of those guys are going through. John Cooper even said if this was the regular season, they'd probably have to put half their minor league team on the ice with the number of guys who are playing through things that us mere mortals wouldn't even consider stepping outside the house and do, and they're out there trying to win a hockey game. So that was the situation. Look, it's not an excuse. They were mentioning that stuff more along the lines of trying to understand, at least make others understand, the sacrifice and how amazing this accomplishment was for them to get back to a Stanley Cup final for a third consecutive year. It's hard. It's hard. You fans know that. You saw what went on between 2015 and 2019, how great this team was for that period of time. And the only cup they ever got to was the one in 15. And that was their first kick at that can. It took them 5 seasons to get back to the Stanley Cup final. So it's hard when you're healthy. You know, I think back to that 2004 championship team and how fortunate they were with injuries on their run to that cup. The only real injury they had, if memory serves me correct, and I'm getting older, the only injury they really had was Jason Cullimore, who got knocked into the boards so bad that the plastic on the sideboards there, between the glass and where the glass is and the boards, that little ledge there, they were picking pieces of plastic out of his cheekbone. Out of his cheek. And he ended up, I think that injury happened in the first round against the Islanders, and he didn't come back until Game 7 against the Flyers. Again, if memory serves me correct, I'm sure somebody will tell me I'm wrong if I don't remember that correctly. But this team, we know obviously about Braden Point's injury. We know about the injury that Anthony Cirelli dealt with the other day, and that's just what we know. We don't know if there's something else bothering him. You can't tell me something wasn't bothering Alex Killorn. You can't tell me something wasn't bothering Victor Hedman. Eric Chernak, I can't imagine how many bumps, bruises, and potential breaks he has in his body with all the pucks that he blocked. We know Brandon Hagel was dealing with what we believe is a hairline fracture in his foot from blocking that shot against the Panthers in Game 2. So he never got really fully healthy. And that's just what we know about. You know, was Nikita Kucherov dealing with something? Was Nick Paul dealing with something? Was Ryan McDonough dealing with something? Look, at this list, and sometimes we get the list, sometimes we don't get the list. Some guys are probably going to have to require off-season surgery, and we know that this is going to be a short off-season as it is. It is June the 27th as I record this. Game 6 was on June 26th. Training camp, you know, they want to get back to a regular schedule, which means first week of October-ish, the start of the season, which means second or third week of September for the start of training camp. Man, that's going to come fast. And you think that, you know, tonight was game number 71 playoff-wise for Tampa Bay that started in August of 2020. So from August of 2020 until June the 26th, 2022, that's 71 playoff games, which is 11 games shy of a full extra regular season for these players. It's a ton of hockey. Again, there's no excuse. The Lightning did not use this as an excuse for what happened in this series and even in Game 7. There's no doubt it looked like they kind of ran out of gas. I think John Cooper even mentioned it. Because it's hard, especially when, you know, Colorado can sniff it, right? Like, they're up 3-1. They lose a dramatic game on home ice with a chance to win the cup. And once they smelled it tonight, once they got that sniff of how close they really were, man, did they play well. They really did play well. So let's give some credit to the Colorado Avalanche for doing that. And eventually, there's sting right now. There's disappointment right now. Based on what I've seen, there's some anger right now. I'm not sure why there would be anger, but there is. Things don't go our way sometimes, even if we have zero control over it. Some people like to lash out. But once all of that subsides and we take a step back and appreciate what this team did over the past 2+ years to win 2 Stanley Cups back-to-back, only the second team in the salary cap era, to win 11 consecutive playoff series, third best run in NHL playoff history, reaching 3 consecutive Stanley Cups, something not accomplished since the 1983-85 Edmonton Oilers. So it's been nearly 40 years since a team reached the Stanley Cup 3 consecutive seasons, and this team did it. The end goal is to win. And, you know, I only had a chance to catch up post-game with Steven Stamkos, but you could see the disappointment in him. You know, I remember back in 2015 in the visiting locker room inside United Center in Chicago when the Lightning lost Game 6 to the Blackhawks, and the disappointment on his face that night, again, 7 years ago. And I remember the comment he said was, it just feels like nothing was worth it. This was not worth it. It's just empty. The whole 82-game season, winning 3 rounds, it means nothing. And I saw that on his face again tonight. I heard it in his voice. And I'm sure, I know Victor Hedman spoke after the game. I know Pat Maroon, who himself had won 3 straight Stanley Cups, was going for a fourth. He had won 15 straight playoff series as an individual going back to that 19 run with the St. Louis Blues. So there is a ton of disappointment. Steven Stamkos called it a punch to the stomach, a gut punch. But when we look back at this and we understand what this team accomplished, they're going to be talked about. And here's the other thing. It's not over. This is not the end of the road. This window is going to remain open. It stings now, and we don't know what next season is going to bring. They could get beat in the first round. They could miss the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen, but they could miss the playoffs. We saw that in 2017, right? Went to back-to-back conference finals and then didn't make the playoffs that year. 2016-17 season. We don't know what next season's going to bring. I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs. They're too good of a team, too good of a core, too good of a goaltender to miss the playoffs. But anything can happen. But no matter what happens next season, just sit back and just take the step back from the emotions of the moment and think about what you as fans have witnessed. 3 consecutive Stanley Cup appearances, 2 Stanley Cup championships. This team, you have to call them a dynasty. 6 conference finals in 8 years, 2 Stanley Cup championships, and the window's not over yet. This window remains open. And yet, we sit here and talk about the disappointment of a loss.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
So just some quick thoughts on the offseason. Long way to go. But it's a short time to get there because the draft is coming up in a week and a half. The draft, I think July 7th and 8th, I think, is the draft. It's that weekend. Yes, the Lightning currently do have actually a first-round draft pick this year. They'll pick 31st. Colorado will pick 32nd. And then free agency starts right after that. I think the 17th is the first day of free agency. So the offseason is going to come quick. Things will settle down after that, and then we'll look forward to training camp. And, you know, you don't know what Julien Brisebois has up his sleeve for the offseason. We know this. There are only three pending unrestricted free agents currently on this roster. There are no current restricted free agents. The unrestricted free agents are Andre Palat, Nick Paul, and Jan Rutta. I would anticipate not much of a chance for Rutta to come back. And if I could just say something real quick about Jan Rutta. He played great in this playoffs. You know, the D-core was together for a good portion of this playoffs. Rutta sat out a couple of games in the Toronto series. But after he came back, I'm telling you, he played fantastic. And I wouldn't anticipate him being brought back because, you know, you've got Cal Foote, and you're certainly hoping that Cal Foote grows into that role as the 6D man, balances out the lefties and the righties. Hedman, McDonough, Sergachev on the left, Bogosian, Chernak, and Foote on the right. Might have to find something. You know, because Jan Rutta has been such a steady pair with Victor Hedman. So of those three guys, who's going to pair with Victor Hedman? That's, you know, that is something that they're going to have to figure out. Nick Paul, I'm telling you, from people that I have spoken to, he wants to be here. And if he wants to be here, the team obviously wants him here. I think they'll find a way to keep him here. Just based on some of the stuff that I've heard behind the scenes. And I can't get into it, I'm sorry. But that's just kind of what I've heard behind the scenes a little bit. And the other one is Andre Palat. And that's the big question mark. We know how much he means. We saw how much he means. It's some clutch goals. You know, I had a chance for one of the few opportunities to talk one-on-one with Andre Palat about a month or so ago after the Florida series. And, you know, asked him about his contract situation and, you know, how hard was that to kind of keep on the back burner this season. And basically he told me that he wants to stay here. He would love to stay here. He's fully aware of what the team's salary cap situation is moving forward. And if he can stay here, he wants to stay here. If he can't, he understands that. And he said, you know, I'll have to move on. Didn't give a lot of insight there. But, you know, you do wonder, for a guy who spent his entire professional career in one organization, whose virtual entire professional career has had one head coach, if he wouldn't find a way to stay here on a very team-friendly deal. I'm not saying that. The NHLPA would not like that at all, especially coming off the postseason he had and, you know, how sought after he would be. Same thing with Nick Paul. I mean, Nick Paul, what he did for this team after showing up, he raised his profile times 100. And when you raise your profile times 100, you raise your potential free agent stock tenfold. Again, the PA doesn't like it when guys that can hit the open market and, you know, hit a quote-unquote home run or potential home run and set new standards for the next guy coming along. That's what they want. So ultimately, at the end of the day, the player drives that bus. So we'll have to see. But you just get the sense and the feeling that no matter what happens with those three UFAs, that this team is going to look pretty similar next year. You know, Belmar and Perry both signed 2-year deals, so they're here for another year. Maroon signed an extension in season. He's here for another year. Brian Elliott signed an extension. He's here for another year. We know Braden Point's contract extension kicks in next year, so his cap hit's going to go from 6.6, 6.7 up to 9.5. So no matter what happens, there will be a couple of roster spots that will need to be filled, whether that comes internally or through free agency. Don't know if there's anybody in the Syracuse level on defense that's ready to step up and make an impact. You know, we'll keep a close eye on Nick Perbix. Forward-wise, you know, I got a couple of guys who kind of knocked on the door. Right? Look, they had Remy Ellie up here. Anthony Richard was a guy who was elevated and took warm-ups the last two games. Simon Rifors, who led the Swedish League in scoring 2 years ago, re-signed a new contract. So he's back in the organization if he can, you know, make the jump. We'll see. But for the most part, this team is going to be together. And at the end of the day, when you've got Andre Vasilevsky in net, you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a chance. As far as me, I'm getting out of town for a few days. My family is, as I told you beforehand, they've been out of town for more than a week now. And because I left for Denver before they left the town, I have not seen my wife and two of my kids for over 2.5 weeks now. So I'm heading out of town pretty quickly to catch up with them. And beyond that, I don't know what comes next for me. I know I was on a podcast about 6 weeks ago with some uncertainty, and I got to tell you, when I was driving to the rink this morning, there was a wave that kind of came over me that I haven't felt in a while, realizing that tonight could very well have been the last game that I recover, because I don't know what's going to happen in the offseason. All the support that I have, I appreciate every single bit of it, but as I said before, it's not enough. Because here's the sad, well, not sad, but here's the reality of the situation with me. So this podcast, which, again, I love every single one of you that love to listen to it and download it. The podcast gets more downloads than my stories get hits. And I make almost no money off the podcast. You've heard sponsors on here. You've heard whatever. It just doesn't bring in income. So that's something that I'm going to have to evaluate. And I'm not saying this is the end. But it is something I'm definitely going to have to evaluate moving forward beyond this season. And look, something can come up. Something could change. I don't know. But as I sit here and talk to you now, there's a lot of uncertainty for the first time in my professional career moving forward. I guess the only other time I had uncertainty like this would have been when the paper went out back in 2016, and I really didn't know what was next after that. So we'll see. Everybody who helped me with to get to the conference finals, to be on the ground, to get to the Stanley Cup final, to be on the ground there and report for you and write stories for you and record podcasts for you and everything else, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for what you have done for me. It really hit home to see that kind of support. So thank you, everybody, who has done that. Thank you for everybody who subscribes to my website. Thank you for everybody who listens to this podcast, who sends me notes on Twitter, who reaches out to me and offers words of support. It's so appreciated. I hope you know that. But the off-season calls. Training camp is in October. Draft in a couple of weeks. Free agency in a couple of weeks. It's going to be about a month and a half, 6 weeks after that before it's time to get back to training camp. And I hope I'm there. I don't know if I'll be there, but I hope I'm there. We'll see what comes. But as always, thank you for listening to this. Give it a 5-star review. Leave a review on Apple in particular. Those do help for sure on many levels. And again, I appreciate all the support, and I hope to talk to you soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.